From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Mr. Boyd was wheeled into the execution chamber at 10 minutes till 2. He was strapped to a gurney. His body was covered up to his neck with a blue sheet. Right about a minute after 2 o'clock, he stopped moving, stopped talking. His head went down and his chin rested on the sheet that was covering his trunk.
These decisions about troop levels will be driven by the conditions on the ground in Iraq and the good judgment of our commanders, not by artificial timetables set by politicians in Washington.
Well, the president's using the same old slogans, and he's wrong. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm not in Washington. And it's here in Wisconsin where people are extremely concerned about the president's inability to figure out how to have a real plan to finish this Iraq mission in a positive way and bring the troops home.
The United States is a leader when it comes to promoting and advocating a free and independent media around the world, and we will continue to do so. We've made our views very clear when it comes to freedom of press. And in terms of this specific issue, again, what we want to do is find out what the facts are, and then we'll be able to talk about it more at that point.
You cannot have democracy without a free press, and you can't have a free press if the controlling government is planting government propaganda stories in the newspaper.
Thanks to good old-fashioned American hard work and productivity, innovation, and sound economic policies of cutting taxes and restraining spending, our economy continues to gain strength and momentum.